1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Don't forget, our web address is www.philhendryshow.com and our email address, phs@philhendryshow.com, where we also take your requests for flashback bits. May 27th is our Phil Hendry Show Celebrity Poker Tournament to benefit my friend's place at the Bicycle Club in Bell Gardens. And visit our website for all of our gear. Chris Norton is going to join us. Mr. Norton is the publisher of an online magazine called Chris Norton's Fox Fever. And we join him this evening to talk about the Sharon Stone film Basic Instinct 2. Mr. Norton, your feelings. And the reason why we're talking with you, I guess, is that it had some impact on your business over the weekend, correct?
Well, publishing an online magazine, Phil, is pretty rewarding, but there are times, yeah, when certain things happen, you know, that is going to, you know, impact business.
What is your magazine feature, we should say, right off the bat?
Chris Norton's Fox Feature, Fox Fever was is a magazine featuring erotic images of women that we think are, we feel, some of the hottest women on the internet, and we basically this past weekend had to shut our site temporarily and quarantine some of the pages because there was a pretty severe backlash. But to describe our online magazine, Chris Norton's Fox Fever is erotic images of women of all ages, women of all races, all racial makeups, all skin tones. And like I said, we had a kind of a tough weekend.
All right, now this past weekend it was very busy for you. Why?
Well, as I said, Phil.
And when you say you have to shut your site and quarantine pages, what does that mean?
Well, what that means is we really just closed the website down, and we the pages we quarantine are the pages that we have to get off the site because there's you know, there's a sense on our part that those people who are our online readers and our online viewers are not going to accept no more. And we shut the site, not so much against Sharon Stone, but what the movie did and has brought to the surface the fact younger men, older women are not something. We don't think younger men should want to be associated with older women anymore.
Okay, now the movie didn't do well. The Sharon Stone Basic Instinct movie didn't do well. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, I think we basically what happened was Sharon Stone in the film is featured in some nude scenes, and she's naked in some others, and I think that for the first time we've seen a real backlash on the audience's part on her being nude, and it was almost as if, you know, I don't know what the word is, but it's almost like we got grossed out, you know, and so we saw that coming. And then when we saw the box office, which was abysmal.
Now, I saw it average, what, about $780 per theater?
Yeah, it was pretty abysmal. So we want to say two things, Phil, that for younger men, it is our determination at Chris Norton's Fox Fever that it's not cool. I don't think it's cool to be seen with an older woman. I mean, you're not really going to impress anybody anymore. And for older women, I think it's probably very liberating for them, so they can stop trying to look hot when we all know that it's a rigorous and sometimes very debilitating effort to just put on your makeup and get ready for the night.
So you say there's a backlash against hot older women as the result of seeing this film?
No, I don't think the movie is. I think the movie is a symptom of what's been out there for a while, a changing attitude away from this fascination with older women. I mean, women that was, you know, it really, you know, failed more than anything. But there's a theory that if you went with an older woman, she'd teach you all kinds of crazy stuff. Now we have the internet and we can watch all kinds of things, a lot of different adult films, a lot of different DVDs. And it's not really necessary to learn that way no more, where you can just take a look at the DVDs and learn the stuff you want to learn.
All right, you mentioned you had to shut your site down and quarantine pages. And I wanted you to get a little more detail about that.
Right. Well, Phil, Chris Norton's Fox Fever features erotic images of women of varying age groups and racial types and skin texture. But we found after Basic Instinct 2 came out, that there were people were stunned by seeing Sharon Stone's nude body, and that we might lose some of our traffic or be vulnerable to some legal action.
All right. Now, the proposal that you have discussed, we'll get into it in a moment here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, but you're basically saying...
Well, what we did is we came out with an editorial on our feature page of Chris Norton's Fox Fever, basically telling a younger man that it's probably a good idea to cool it with older women. It may not be the status thing that you think it is. It may not, and I say may not, I mean I'm pretty sure it won't really raise you in the eyes of anybody that... And as of this hour, Phil, we're worried about legal action, okay? Because we want to protect, ourselves.
Well, right, now you had a proposal that you discussed with a business associate, Mr. Rick Santeel.
Rick Santeel is a friend of mine, right?
And you want to present this to Congressman Lynch. What does it say?
Well, I think it's obvious that it's illegal to have sexual images of children, and it should be illegal. That's to protect the children. Likewise, Phil, I think it needs to be controlled, the number of sexual images of overage women, not only to protect them, but also to, like I say, to protect us from being grossed out, because there is a high percentage, I think, of people who are...
When you say protect us from being grossed out, are you saying that the older women, sexual images of older women are suddenly...
Well, I just think we've sort of opened our eyes. I mean, the party's over. We've taken off. The beer goggles are off, They say the rose-colored glasses are off. Well, in this case, the beer goggles are off, and,
Well, you're saying that people are being hurt by seeing images of older women naked.
Well, it can be debilitating. It can be... It can weaken the system. We went to see Basic Instinct 2 on Saturday night, my girlfriend and I, because the... And the image of Sharon Stone, I had problems performing... sensibly with my girlfriend. That's never, ever happened to me. So that's right there, an indicator.
All right, Chris Norton is with us. Now, you've talked to Congressman Lynch, and you are asking to have sexual images of older age women controlled more. Now, you use the term to protect us from being grossed out.
Mr. Henry, to protect the women from being exploited, too, and that's really important.
Well, yeah, but it seems to me like your overriding concern here is that you saw Basic Instinct 2, Sharon Stone doesn't look all that great naked, and you think the whole younger man, older woman thing is over.
I think it is, yeah. I mean, but that's my business. My business is to know the sexual trends. I mean, our magazine is about sexual erotic imagery. Chris Norton's Fox Fever is one of the top sexual magazines online. And our charter is to inform the sexually active man as to what's good, what's I'm trying to think of the word, but what's good and what's gross. I mean, what's hanky, is the best way I can put it.
Well, you even say gross and hanky, saying ugly.
Well, not ugly. I mean, Sharon Stone's not ugly, but she's... She has reached a gross... She's reached a gross level. I mean, it's gross to... I mean, it was gross for me to see her nude. And as I say, I had problems sexually over the weekend. It swung well into Sunday afternoon. I still sexually had a problem. And that's never happened to me. Never. And I laid at the feet of Warner Brothers and Lionsgate, the distributor, that put it out and made me look at it.
Well, nobody made you look at it.
No, but I mean, obviously, it's a movie I'm going to have to go see. I mean, I run an online magazine, so I got to know what everybody's seeing.
All right. Mr. Norton, you're basically telling your readers that the younger man, older woman thing, the coolness of that is worn off, and yet older men and younger women still okay?
Well, I mean, that's always going to be with us, I mean, older men, younger women. First of all, it makes more sense because a younger woman can make a kid, as a lot of older women can't, and so that's going to make sense. And see, older man, younger woman makes more sense because a man is still sexually active well into his 80s, and if he hooks up with a younger woman, she can make a kid. And the other thing, so yeah, I don't think that's got nothing to do with it. And then, like I said, the other thing is just how gross, you know, not seeing an old lady nude necessarily. I mean, Helga Sven, who is one of the top older sexual porn actresses, is gross, sort of, but she does hardcore porn, so you're going to overlook how, you know, how frightening she looks because she's doing it with a guy. And same thing with Candy Samples, and same thing with some of the older women. But Sharon Stone, it took her clothes off, and she didn't do anything other than just stand there, you know, looking like she... I mean, she looked like one of those women you've seen in the World War II movies that's waiting for the doctor to examine her, you know?
And, oh, God, man, that's...
Well, I mean, that's how gross it was, you know?
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Chris Norton, in his way, anyway, that's a hell of an indictment on the Sharon Stone film Basic Instinct 2, which was going to be a return to her tour de force. Apparently, it just stiffed at the box office. And at least one online magazine, Chris Norton's Fox Fever, says that the film basically has confirmed it's no longer cool and no longer worthy for younger men to date or have sex with older women. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, a lot of women find me very sassy.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, no, I like that.
We're talking with Chris Norton from Chris Norton's Fox Fever magazine about the Sharon Stone film Basic Instinct. The movie, you say, Mr. Norton, is an indicator. It's a symptom. It didn't cause the phenomenon. It's a symptom of our disenchantment with the older woman as a sex object. Now, you have two pieces of legislation that you're proposing to Congressman Lynch through your business associate, Rick Santeel. And I wanted to ask you a question. Is Mr. Santeel the same Rick Santeel that was indicted for some kind of a print shop scheme?
I didn't know this was going to be some hard questions. Rick, there was a misunderstanding. He was associated with some people that had used our money the wrong way.
But he's also been indicted with these people, right?
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. I mean, Rick Santeel is, Rick's my partner and has been a friend of mine for many years. There have been news stories with regard to his associations with so-called organized crime, which I absolutely deny in any way, shape, and form.
All right, well, you and Mr. Santeel, this man who at least has been in print associated or a link to organized crime members, you're proposing Congressman Lynch draft some kind of legislation that would make it illegal to show sexual images of overage women.
That is correct, yes. And
now, what is the reason for that again? Is because you've used the word it grosses us out, but you haven't really given me...
Well, I mean, if Rick was here, he could be more articulate, but I'm just saying that older women, there was a period there where we thought that older women were sexy. And now we look at older women, and we know it's not as sexy as we thought it was, and it's kind of nasty. Not nasty, but it's, you know. So I don't have the words, the good words to use, because Rick is generally the guy who, you know, does a lot of our media. But I can tell you that the nasty-ass pictures. No woman over 40, in my opinion, has any business stripping down. Because I'll tell you why.
What do you mean in public? I mean in the movies or in a porn movie or in a?
In a magazine. I mean, they can strip down for their husbands or their boyfriends or what have you. But I'm just saying that the nasty ass. Excuse me.
You don't have to say that, sir. If you don't have the word, you can just say. It is not attractive.
Yeah, well, it's not, and you're looking at some. You're looking at the SAG area. You're looking at. There's a SAG factor that is pretty, not nasty, but gross. And so we propose that women over the age of 50, and that's we think we're being generous, that there be no public display of any nude pictures of women over the age of 50 or women engaged in sex or any kind of sexual image or sexuality.
Over the age of 50.
That's correct, yeah. And
the reason for that is because you feel there's a gross out factor, and also you feel that you're protecting those women.
Well, I think so. I mean, look, a lot of these women are working out, and our statement to them is simply, you can work out all you want, but when you hit 50, you cannot hide the sag sacks, and you can't, I mean, not to...
See, that's what I'm saying, and this may be one of the reasons why people have a hard time with you. When you say things like sag sacks...
I'm sorry, Mr. Harry, but I am not the public voice of Chris Norton's Fox Fever. It's Rick Santille. But Rick right now is, you were right, he was indicted, and he was arrested by federal marshals. And is right now at a federal, you know, is being held at federal, you know, at Terminal Island right now. Okay, and that's bad. And you know, I know he will be vindicated. In the meantime, though, I got to make all the talks on the radio about this. And I'm sorry that I don't have, you know, his ability. But I'm just saying that it's gross and nasty ass to see. And
well, you're using words like gross and nasty ass. You're saying you just don't want to have to look at women naked who are over the age of 50, and you feel you're also protecting them from being exploited because they're working out and they can't hang it, and people are laughing at them. Is that it?
No, nobody's laughing at them, but I mean, there's no one. I mean, the average kid, if he needs, I mean, if you're talking about a 13-year-old boy and needs to bang some spank, you know, and he's looking at, you know, at some nasty sag sack. That kid, he's going to be going to make a withdrawal, man. It's going to be overdrawn, you know. I mean, there's just no spank bank there. So
see, I don't know what you mean by spank bank, but I...
Well, I'm just saying, because of how nasty ass it is...
All right, hold on for a minute, man. 1-800-449-8686 is our number here. Chris Norton, you need to collect your thoughts, sir, because I don't want you continually using...
Well, I'm trying to remember the words that Rick told me to use, that he taught me to use when I'm going to go on the radio to talk about it.
All right. What words did he teach you to use? Let me ask you this, Mr. Norton. I don't think we need to have Mr. Santille. He's in a federal holding cell right now. You're saying that you want to protect women, but you don't. My sense is you just think it's ugly for them to be seen naked. And you're using as your vindication the Sharon Stone movie. Now, let me ask you a question. What if there's guys that don't care what Chris Norton's Fox Fever thinks?
Well, Chris Norton's Fox Fever is one of the top online nudie magazines. And we feature images of all kinds of women, all sexes, all shapes. The only thing I'm trying to say, Mr. Henry, is if you see one of these, they've got like the sag and sack, and they got a... I can't think of the word, but they have the blubber taco.
We had to dump that because I'm not going to... You have to watch what you're saying, man.
Mr. Henry, like I said, I don't talk good because I don't have the education. Rick Santille is usually the one who represents our company.
But he's right now been arrested by U.S. Marshals. He is under indictment for some kind of a scheme to defraud the government of money or defraud somebody, and we're having to talk to you. Don't you think that your business is in bigger trouble with a partner who is under federal indictment than shutting your site down because you don't want anybody to see women over 50 nude?
I just know what happened this weekend when everyone took a look at, Sharon Stone's bad bush. And it,
oh, man, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This guy's a waste of space. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Chris Norton from Chris Norton's Fox Fever on Sharon Stone's Basic Instinct and how it is basically the death of younger men and older women going together. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back here to The Phil Hendry Show. We're going to do email in just a moment, but first, this message from Phil. WTKS in Orlando, Florida can kiss my bright red Rosie on Main Street. Yes, WTKS, a self-styled hip talk station. You wouldn't know hip if it came up, knelt before you, and lipped it full on Main Street, high noon. How hip can you be when you live in Orlando? Oh! Jesus H. You know what? I'd take those chicks that work on that Monsters of the Morning. I'd tie them to the hood of my car. I'd take them out to a shack I know just outside of town. Then we'd party. Yeah. And they'd be in handcuffs. What do you think of that? That's what I call a party. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big, fat, wet, oozing turd of the airwaves, WTKS, Orlando. Punk face, no count, eat the hole out of a donut, wannabe posing, pile of crap. And that's my car. Time now for some email. Sorry, folks. We're having some affiliate issues. All right, it's time for some email. I don't know how much of this we'll get through. Hi, Phil, 23-year-old college student. Listen to you every night while I work and don't know what I would do without you. It's original, it's hilarious, and without it, I think I would go insane at work. Please do not give up the radio show for teachers, even though the show also is great. Oh, and I love the Raj Fadeen bit, the porn's not mine, ha. What bit was that? When Raj... Oh, he had the largest collection of porn of any towel head in California. Cool. Hey, Phil, great talking to you during a webcast. Just wanted to drop you a line and say that your webcasts get better each time. Have a good one. How do they get better? I mean, it's just the same fat guy with a beard. P.S. Thought you'd like my avatar on Sweet Feathery Jesus. I'm Beaver Cleaver, just sticking one to Al Qaeda. Hey, Phil, I love your show, but I don't understand why half of it makes me laugh. Herb Sewell should not be funny, but oh my God, he is. I thought you might get a kick out of the fact that I'm trying to figure out how to work some of your show into a college-level writing class that I teach. I have been listening to your show since I stumbled onto it in Tucson, Arizona in 2000 or 2001. It used to make me so mad, I don't know who it was, but one of your guests said he was a pilot for a major U.S. airline and he had to get a little plastered. And he had to get a little plastered in order to deal with the stress of taking off and landing. It would be great to hear that clip again. I just signed up for the backstage pass and got to see the last hour of the webcast. I was surprised and dismayed that Comb Over Boy didn't call in. Why would he? Oh, you mean the thing that we do, yeah. I will let you know when one of my freshmen use your show as a source for a paper. Best of luck and keep making me laugh. Marcus Welsh, World Languages and Literature, Spanish Department, Pacific University. Please, bud, call David G. and report employee theft. I just eyeballed the call screener's pocket tonight's webcast show notes. What? He asked Phil, say, man, you don't need these, do you? Don't you get it? Get out of here. Wipe? I recently produced an indie movie that Miramax picked up. Yeah, right. Since it's an independent, we thank a lot of people, so I put on the credits Bobby and Steve Dooley, since they and your other characters kept me sane during production. Oftentimes, I would be listening to you on my iPod. The crew figured I was listening to music, and I would just bust out laughing. They thought I was nuts. Anyway, when Disney Miramax started going over the credits, they asked who Bobby and Steve were and why I was thanking them. I shouldn't have, but I told them the truth. And I had to remove them from the credits. Maybe on the next movie, love your show, A.D. Oppenheim. Oh, bull crap. Who is this guy, A.D. Oppenheim? You believe that name? I think it's a total misuse of the truth. I've been listening to your show since 2001. I really enjoyed your wit and sarcasm. I just got your backstage pass. Now I can listen whenever I want. Keep it coming, Phil. Craig. Now, why is this one highlighted? See, in other words, all of these emails I have, they're just kind of normal. But for some reason, Michelle highlighted the hell out of that. This is like, was okay. Here's one from Chris. Your show kicks ass. I live just out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I listen to you on XM, and now that I'm a Backstage Pass member, I can listen live every night. I'm definitely enjoying the webcast. Keep up the great job, Chris. Thank you, buddy. And here's a final one from T.S. Eliot. We are the hollow men. We are the stuffed men, leaning together, headpiece filled with straw. See, that's all that weird stuff I do that I shouldn't do that, man. It's too out there. You know what kills me? You know, we do our comb-over boy bit, who is, yeah, you're right. It's Tom Likas. You know, that guy's show is, as we've pointed out successfully over and over again, so lame, so depressingly lame. And every time we do the comb-over boy bit, we just tear him an ass. And yet the guy is over there, dumb as the day is long, just sort of with the blinders on. He's just going through the hip motions, you know? In other words, no, I've got it together. I'm hip. And he just, you know, if it wasn't for Phil Hendry, he'd have the world snowed. That's the sense that I got. That's the sense that I have from all of those guys. If it wasn't for me, they'd have the world snowed, thinking that they were just the piece de resistance, that they were the cutting edge of Bohemia, you know? But because I open my big mouth and I point out all kinds of things about the guy, like his fake voice, his gay look, his gay show, his gay style, his, well, just his whole gay act. You know, he hates me because, you know, it's like I expose the guy for what he is. One big flaming. You know, and the cat sits over there on the FM dial, the king of the world, and I'm sitting over here preempted for UCLA basketball. And by the way, how about that game tonight, huh? Way to do it, Bruins. You blow. You can't play football. You can't play basketball. You can't play baseball. I don't think. Do you know how to swim? Good. There's an ocean right out here. I think you guys ought to get started for Catalina. That's right. You got that right, Wayne. I'm comb over boy, the king of the 2 inchers. You got it, man. They got James Worthy on TV right now. He's looking all somber. You know what's good about that is, did you hear that James Worthy, his big thing, he wanted to be an undertaker? He wanted to be a mortician, honest to God, when he left the Lakers. I think he is. I think he's going to be cutting into the Bruins just right after the broadcast tonight. He's going to have them all on a slab and bags. Florida defeats UCLA 73-57. And there you have it. And we got preempted for that crap. You know what I'm going to do? I'm leaving radio, and I'm going full-time into television. That's right, I said I wouldn't do it, but I lied. Full-time into TV, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think if Teachers gets canceled, I guess I'll just have to go out there and start, you know, going on auditions and everything. But that's just going to be, that's just the beginning. See, I'm going to leave radio, go into TV, but the big plan is for me to go in full-on into landscaping. That's what I want to do. Oh, God, do I want to just pile sod high in a wheelbarrow and just kind of take it out into somebody. Yeah, Mrs. Jones, I think what we can do is I'm going to lay the first part this afternoon and then,
all right, the dichondra.
We got the dichondra, yes, ma'am.
Sure. What do you want to drink?
Well, we'd like the lemonade you offered is really nice.
Okay.
That's my thing. I want to get out there and sod and mow and, See, it's all a career plan. Starting in radio, move on to TV, but ultimately what I want to do is dissect carp. I want to work in the biology department there at UCLA. All right, 1-800-449-8... I want to be Sharon Stone's landscaper, because I hear... Well, I hear she could use a little sod laying. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Boy, we were just sitting here talking about hot dogs. I saw a Der Wiener Schnitzel spot, and they're not an advertiser. But I'm going to give them some free play like I do a lot of places. In fact, I was thinking of a place that I wanted to give some free advertising to because there's something they did was good. On second thought, no, it wasn't. So forget it. But man, that hot dog. And then Wayne was talking about, sounds kind of wild, but sounds good. He says, you ever had cream cheese on a hot dog? And I said, no. He says, it is really good. You spread it on there. 1-800-449-8686. RC, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Henry. I was going to call in about something else, but I just heard you say to put cream cheese on a dog.
Yes, I did. What's your comment?
Well, nothing. It just sounds like... Doesn't it sound a little bit like sperm?
All right. How dare you let that call go through, bud?
I don't know what he's going to say. He's going to say that.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our web address, www.philhenryshow.com. And don't forget, our email is phs@philhenryshow.com. If you have a, if you've got a email request... request of a flashback. We played our flashback tonight? No, we already did, yeah. So if you got a flashback request, you can email it to us at that point. Then we got our poker tournament coming up on May the 27th, and that'll be at the Bicycle Club in Bell Gardens. Now, we're going to have some contact information for you. In fact, here it is, www.thebike.com. www.thebike.com. Go over to their website. Check out the info on our poker tournament. This is being... this is really sort of being run, not run by my friend's place, but they are my intermediaries. We want to raise some more money for them this year. And so those guys, through the goodness of their offices and then just the kindness of their hearts, have gone out and they've checked it out. So, you know, I'm sure it is a totally marvelously, wonderfully legitimate enterprise. And it's a great casino. So that'll be on the 27th, the Phil Henry Show, my friend's place, celebrity poker tournament. And when I say celebrity, I don't know who we're going to get. Who do you think we'll be able to get? Who are the celebrities we know?
June Lockhart.
We can get June Lockhart. And that's it.
Good start.
Yeah. Clint Howard, June Lockhart. And there you go. We'll have the two of them. And I don't need anybody else. I want only them. I'm. You know what it's going to be? The Phil Henry, June Lockhart, Clint Howard poker tournament. That'd be the bomb, man. I'm ready for that. And that's on the 27th, and we will do another webcast. We want to thank you guys for watching the webcast. You know what we ought to do? Every webcast we do, we ought to donate the bread that we raise from the webcast to my friend's place. I wonder how much money we make for a webcast, because you got to get a backstage pass. That's not a bad thing. Notice how I'm always trying to make money for them. When the hell am I going to start eating around here? When do I get my beak wet? When do I get to wet my beak? We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Let's go to the phones here, 1-800-449-8686. And it's Lloyd. How you doing, Lloyd?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Thank you. I'm enjoying your program. I heard you talking about hot ones. I mean, not hot ones, but hot dogs. And I was wondering if you've ever had a very delicious item called Taylor ham. Have you ever had that?
Taylor ham? No, sir.
Well, it's delicious, and it's almost like a pork roll, but it's the ham, and it's great to have your lips on it, and it's just delicious.
All right, hold on. What? Okay, RC. Don't hang up on me.
Mr. Henry, I didn't hang up on you. You hung up on me. And all I said...
I know what you said. Why are you calling back?
I wanted to address what this man's talking about. Taylor ham?
Have you heard of it?
No, sir, I haven't, but... What is it all about?
It's a ham, and...
Is it like pressed ham?
Okay. Mr. Henry, I'm fully aware of what pressed ham is.
Well, all right. Are you kidding around, kid?
No, sir. I
know.
What is pressed ham?
It's when you pull your pants down and put your rear end up on the window.
Yeah. Have you done it before?
No, sir. I have not. No, sir. Mr. Henry, could I...
Are you kidding me? You're talking about mooning people?
I didn't. He said he's talking about pressed ham.
No, I did not. I said I was talking about Taylor ham.
Who's Taylor?
I would assume it's the man who...
Is it Mr. Taylor's ham?
Yes, it's Mr. Taylor's ham.
Well, what does he do with it?
Well, he sells it.
I'll bet he does.
Mr. Henry, I am...
I'm sorry, sir.
No, that's all right. I've heard this kid on your show before, and guess what? I'm warming my truck up. I don't know if you can hear that.
Hey, what are you going
to
do?
As soon as the truck's warm, I'm heading over to your house.
Oh, that's a rich one.
Wait a minute, sir.
All right, I'm on my way now.
Coming over here to do what?
You screwing around with him talking about Taylor ham or something. I don't know
what.
Oh, hold on. Must be Domino's. Come in.
Yeah? You want to see my Taylor ham now?
Ah!
Yeah. Young and tender, just the way I like them.
Well, I got to get back now. I got Sopranos TiVo'd.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.